Welcome to Extra Features, episode 297, the movie where we review movies and spoil them is in our reviews. So be prepared. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon. I didn't buy anything this week.
I'm Daniel, and I'm also on the show where we review movies.
I'm Doug, and I'm just here because I'm cute.
My brain was trying to rearrange the opposite of what Kevin said.
Yes, yeah.
It was the movie where we review shows.
You were trying to fly into the danger zone.
We review shows now, do we?
Yep.
What shows do we review, Daniel?
No, I don't know.
All of them.
Okay. All of them.
Some of them, maybe.
Some of them Kevin might have watched.
Do you want to do your trivia first or no?
Sure, we can do trivia. All right. So I bought this Act 1 game at a garage sale for $1 because I like random card games and we like playing them. And I feel we should play more card games since none of my friends like me. And you guys are stuck here with me. So... just guess the movie. We did have a trial so people know beforehand. And if you don't understand, just look it up online. It'll tell you. Okay. Okay. We go to war. That's what we do. We're going to eat that salsa for breakfast. Close that bastard down.
Ash?
Scene 2. Let's get this straight. I never screwed anyone over in my life who didn't have it coming. You got that? All I have to do in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
Scarface,
it's Arnie.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay.
That's Schwarzenegger.
I can't do it, but you know, I can do a little bit of Schwarzenegger.
That was a very gringo.
Scene 1. That Verte over there. Walt Hawkins, a real ding-a-ling, wrapped it around a fig tree out there in Mesa Vista with 5 kids in it. Dragon with 5 kids in the car. How dumb can you get?
Raising Arizona?
No, not a chance. Way earlier.
Scene 2. Oh, crap. Yes. I don't remember the name of the movie now. It's escaping me. So never mind.
I've never been beaten. Lots of punks have tried. See that 41 Ford there? Used to be the fastest wheels in the valley.
Who handled
American?
Yes, Kevin's right again. Okay,
what
last
is it?
One for American Graffiti. Oh God, you serious? Kevin will get this in 2 seconds, even if I screwed up. They've gone to cat.
A fish called Wanda?
Correct. That's the best I can do. Okay. There we go. That's enough trivia for tonight. We'll play another day. That's enough. There we go. Thanks for playing, guys. I just have these random trivia games for you guys to keep you amused.
Yeah.
I don't know if it amuses you, but it amuses me. So what's up first? What have you guys been up to? Have any weird food lately? Any first reactions? Getting
weird
ready for
food.
Summer?
I did eat an incredibly bland salad today that also smelled awful.
Oh. How is that possible? Bland salad?
I don't know. It was just, I maybe the smell was the dressing, but the dressing just wasn't very flavorful. It was bad. But the rest of my family liked the lunch they had, so that's fine.
Where did you go for lunch?
Some restaurant in Princeton today. So
hold
I won't put them on blast.
I got a really stupid question. Is that like Princeton, Princeton?
Yes. With the college? Yes. It's the town the college is in.
How close were you to the college?
About half hour drive.
Oh, so the college? A big place,
then. Oh, yeah. No. The college was directly across the street. We could have walked on campus.
Oh, wow. And got me a t-shirt or something?
Yeah, I could have.
Well, that was very kind of you. I'll look forward to that in the mail. So what were you doing in Princeton?
Going to the town. It's a cool little college town. They have cool record stores, bookstores, just bopping around a bit.
Sounds awesome.
Bopping around the town?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we know Daniel doesn't eat anything but chicken nuggets and chicken fingers and...
Yeah, I had meat pie for dinner, but the meal before that I probably had chicken strips, so it's fair.
Exactly. So I went to the Mandarin, and because I'm insane, so Kevin can help me. Doug, the Mandarin's like this giant Chinese food place that serves other food, okay?
Chinese buffet.
It's a giant, not like five items. It's got like 100 items. So me being me, figured, well, how can I get the most value for my $40? Right? Because it's Sunday night, we had to go for a birthday party. Doesn't matter. So I start with prime rib.
Okay.
Then I get smart and have another piece of prime rib. Then I had a third piece of prime rib.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm good. I did think about having a fourth piece of prime rib, but then I wouldn't be able to eat anything else. And then I ate all the starchy foods. Oh, I lie. Every time I had a piece of prime rib, I had a piece of pumpkin pie at the same time.
Damn.
Beside me. Kevin's giving me the look.
Did you eat them at the same time?
No, like I ate the prime rib, and then I ate my pecan pie. Not a big, just a little slice.
One bite of pie?
No, whole thing of prime rib first. And then I had some starchy crap. And then I thought to myself, don't think I got my money's worth yet. Went and had some more starchy crap. And then I had dessert twice.
But you already had pie before that.
I did, but that didn't count. That was like an appetizer dessert.
So you eat like a hobbit.
Yes, I really do. The problem is my grandmother, when she was alive, used to tell me, dear, always have your dessert because you may not have time for it later.
Yeah.
She's trying to say you're going to die.
Yeah. Well, she's always saying that you might be full. Oh. So when she was in the hospital, you used to show up. You know, I used to come and see her around dinner time because I know she'd be in good mood. She's eating. She'd always start in dessert. Whatever it was, dessert was first. Didn't care. Didn't eat it half the other food, but ate that dessert every single time. So in honor of my grandmother, I still do what she told me to do. And that's about it. I mean, that's really my excitement. It's getting to be summer season. My pool's open. So my movie watching has dropped a lot. I have been watching Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends for some strange reason. Because the show is terrible. Absolutely awful. But I just felt the need to finish it. I don't know why. I have one more to go. And then
What's the dog's name?
Lion?
Yes. Which I found out was Firestar's dog. I always thought it was Aunt May's dog. It's not. It's Firestar's. And Firestar was in the X-Men.
Well, no, she was a mutant, but not an X-Men.
No, she is. On the show, she's in the X-Men. Because she has to go to the X-Men family reunion in one episode.
Well, so is Iceman.
Yes, that's how they met.
And Wolverine is Australian.
Correct. That's the show.
Hey, mate.
Speaking of Iceman, do you want to get into the films?
Yes, I guess I'll stop going on about random crap.
Can we fly into the danger zone?
We can.
Danger zone.
Which one are we doing? The first one first?
I thought we were doing the new one first. And then the top original at the end of the show.
Latest and greatest.
Yeah. Top Gun Maverick. Directed by Joseph Kosinski. Written by Aaron Kruger. Eric Warren Singer and Christopher McQuarrie. Starring Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm, Glenn Powell, Lewis Pullman, Ed Harris for one scene, and Val Kilmer. Yay!
Nice.
Danger zone.
Went off the landing pad.
Kevin. I'll go first if you guys want me to, because I probably have a slightly differing opinion. Okay. I had a good time watching this. I just didn't find it as great as everybody is saying it is. The one aspect I did find pretty great was the cinematography. They actually had, it looked like cameras on the planes, and that stuff was gorgeous. It was spectacular. It was everything you want from a big budget Hollywood blockbuster. The story itself, it was fine. It was kind of a retread of the first Top Gun. I don't really understand why it had to be Top Gun pilots to do the mission at the end. Why couldn't it just be laser-guided cruise missiles where you don't put anybody in danger? But then I guess it would be a boring ending to the movie. I had fun with it, but I didn't love it, I guess is my big takeaway.
Damn. I can go next. I really love this one. I love the action. I really like any movie that can give you great action while also advancing the story. And also just, yeah. Even if like, I thought the story for the first film, that's kind of where it lacked for me, where it didn't really feel like there was much of a story, but this one, I feel like had a good objective that it was always advancing the plot. Some action scenes would build character. I think that's always awesome. Just, yeah. But almost like I said, the last episode for Everything Everywhere All at Once, give me good action and then give me like the good character building moments, and I'm a sucker for it. But with this one, I thought it was a good objective with dropping the missiles on the ravine and then escaping. I thought that was just, it's simple enough, but effective, I think. And it kind of feels like, because I know one of the writers, Christopher McQuarrie, who did Usual Suspects, he's also written the past two Mission Impossible with Rogue Nation and Fallout, and like those are the best ones so far. So I felt like there's a bit of Mission Impossible aspect to this one, and I think that really worked. Just like updating the Top Gun story for modern audiences, kind of giving bigger the better. And I just thought this was great. I love the characters. I thought the way that they kind of like still had Val Kilmer in the movie, like despite he can't talk, I thought that was fantastic. Like that scene was one of the highlights of the movie. I thought that was great. And just generally how they kind of like weaved him through the plot. And I think with Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, I think it's believable how the 30 years between the last one and this one, I feel like he's grown as a person. Still a bit arrogant at times, even though this one, it feels like Glenn Powell's kind of taken Iceman's place, and the Miles Teller has Maverick's arrogance, a bit of a combination of the two. But yeah, I thought the characters are great. Bring the legacy characters they fit perfectly. And I thought Miles Teller was good casting. I thought Glenn Powell was really good casting too. Louis Pillman did a good job as Bob. Just generally really, really like this movie. And I've already seen it twice, so I'll probably see it this last time in IMAX. It might be too loud though, so
really?
I'm going to. I don't know. That's why I didn't see Dunkirk in IMAX.
Yeah, this would be a great one to see in IMAX. And I actually tempted to go see it in the theaters again because I loved it. I enjoyed it.
these movies is that, yeah. J.K. Rowling writing the screenplay, it doesn't really feel like there's a plan. It feels like the third one should be the finale, and it should as the second one did. It just felt kind of lacking. If I ever laughed at this movie, I, like, obviously they, I don't think Catherine Ryerson was available for she was actually one. And then kind of really sidelining Creed, Grindelwald. I mean, a lot of the character, and then Queenie was entirely, it was pretty much, they didn't know what to do with her either. And it's, even though these are her, this is her world.
But this but, is a, Doug and his family for dinner.
Yeah.
All no with Doug and his family. But I don't need. So therefore, I don't.
Yeah. I want to be a part of it. But I do.
Well, he doesn't invite.
Sorry.
Invitation must have been lost. Not for me. I mean, I thought Jude Law was a pretty good Dumbledore. Well, with the, just a different interpretation of the character than Johnny Depp. And then, yeah, it just feels like a. Almost. But I mean, about in April. So, and I love her.
On Crave last week. I gotta say, series at all. I don't like, again, like you guys, I don't like the story. I don't care. Don't care about the story. I don't find it that interesting. Everything was done in Harry Potter treads or earlier versions of things that we've seen that things in the and some of these characters were mentioned in passing in you know like because he's the fish out of water in this. I didn't care about anybody else. I didn't care okay as Dumbledore, but like I said, I just like there's no connect and that creep out completely. He just or something every so often. And now with the stories that he's a bad he's a bad scene. They,
yeah, there's like a cult like
with Norm. And how precise he is with his work interested me, and that's what I liked. So I liked that than Norm's special itself. I don't think it was guy doesn't like bananas. Fuck him.